Stu, I don't know why you're so worried. All children have to go eventually.
But Dee Dee, he only has one tooth.
Well, according to the Lipschitz baby book, as soon as the first teeth appear, it's time to take the baby to the you know where.
I just can't believe you want to take him to the dentist.
Shh, don't say dentist. You'll scare him.
Oh, come on. He doesn't know what a you know is.
Just say tooth fairy. It sounds nicer.
Tooth fairy? That's who leaves quarters under your pillow. Those other guys use drills and needles. I don't want to think about it.
Oh, just because you're afraid of the tooth fairy doesn't mean Tommy will be.
Afraid? I'm not afraid of tooth fairies or their drills or their gleaming metal instruments.
Now, let's see. I've got diapers, wipies, books, blankets, a cap, a change of clothes, band-aids in case of emergency, and two extra bottles of juice. Time to go and see the dentist to see the tooth fairy.
Open. Open.
What's the matter, sweetie? The tooth fairy isn't going to hurt you. No, no. He just wants to take a little peek inside your mouth. Come on, honey. Just a little.
Dolly says, open.
Tommy, please, be a good helper and open your mouth. For Daddy?
Be a good helper.
Open the gate for the truck to come through.
Open your mouth for Mr. Snuggle Bunny.
I'll give you this nice sugar-free sucker if you open. Yes, I see. You'll have to clean it carefully or be prepared to face serious consequences.
Thank you, Dr. Homer.
Open your mouth.
What?
Open your mouth. How long have you had that crossbite, Mr. Pickles?
Crossbite?
Lean too late as a child. I'll have to give you the name of a specialist. A year or two of braces will fix it right up.
Braces?
Oh, he's not still on the bottle, is he?
Well?
Now that he's got a tooth, it's time to wean him.
You mean, take him off the bottle? But he's barely a year old.
This boy, his parents didn't think it was important to wean him. This child, well, you get my point. Oh, here, have a balloon.
Dr. Homer knows about teeth. Teeth are his life.
But Tommy loves his bottle. We can't just take it away.
Stu, if we don't take care of this, Tommy might have to wear braces someday.
Braces? Oh, yeah. The kids will call them Metal Mouth or Tin Grin or, I don't know, Silver Sidewalk Stu or something.
Tomorrow morning. First thing.
First thing.
You drink out of here. This little spout is where the milk comes from. Oh, please try your cup, sweetie pie. You have to get used to it. Hello? Oh, hi, Betty. Yeah, we're fine, but this thing with Tommy and the tooth fairy is really getting to me. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. It's so hard. It's been very difficult.
Under my toys.
later. Bye-bye. Oh, here's one I missed.
Bill, I need a drink.
Well, where's your bottle?
When I woke up this morning, it was gone. Gee, that's too bad.
Yeah, sorry, Tommy. I wish we could help.
I don't get it. How come you guys can have bottles and I can't?
Well, I don't know. How come Angelica gets to go to daycare all day and we don't?
They took my bottle away and gave me this dumb cup with a happy face on it.
Did you do anything bad?
I don't think so. They took me to this guy who put his fingers in my mouth.
Did you bite him?
Nope.
Weaning? At 1 year old? That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. My pediatrician, Doc Mulligan, doesn't even want me to think about weaning until the twins are two.
I know, but the dentist said...
Did you get a look at his dental school diploma deed? Guy's probably a quack.
Do you want to share?
We're not supposed to.
Oh, a little sip? I give you something.
What?
My stacking cups?
You're missing some of them.
My snowman book?
I read it.
My ride-on tractor?
No, we're supposed to get one for our birthday.
Oh. Hey, look over there. It's a big hairy monster with red eyes.
No, no, no. Honey, I'm sorry, but Dr. Homer says you're too big for bottles now. But Dr. Homer says you're too big for bottles. Too big for bottles. Too big for bottles. Too big for bottles.
Too big for bottles. Ah! Bottle!
Bottle! Here I am, Tommy. Down here.
Bottle.
Sorry, Tommy, but you're way too big for me.
Hey!
Hey, Tommy!
Bottle.
No, Tommy, it's time to use me now. Drink me!
No!
Drink me!
No! I want my bottle!
Did someone say bottle?
Drink me!
Go away! He won't bother you anymore, Tommy.
But what do I drink out of now? I'm too big for bottles.
I'm a big people's bottle, Tommy. You're just the right size for me.
Tommy, Tommy, Tommy,
Tommy, Tommy, Tommy, did you have a nice nap?
Just give him a bottle. My brother Sparky drank from a bottle for 15 years, and he's got a bite like a bear trap.
I'm sorry, honey, but we just can't give you a bottle. You'll get used to the cup, we promise. This is terrible.
I feel so rotten.
I know, but we agreed.
Right. He has to get used to this.
We have to wean him.
Thank you.
Hi, Pop.
Just looking for my TV guide.
I was just, Hey, what are you doing here, Dee Dee?
Oh, well, I was just, Wait a minute. What are you doing here?
Shh. Oh, he's sleeping.
We'll give him his bottle back tomorrow.
And there he is, Bob. 25 pounds of prime striped sea bass. Never did catch him, neither.
Hey, Scout, you're blocking the view. Okay, you win. Gone already.
Okay, champ, time to go to the supermarket.
Reptar cereal, the cereal with scales. Part of this complete breakfast.
Reptar!
Yeah, Rip-Roar, we're going shopping. You know, Dee Dee, I think Tommy's going to start saying real words soon.
Reptar.
Yes, Tommy. Riff-raff. Stu, here's the list.
Thanks.
And here are the coupons.
Okay.
And here's your calculator.
Mm-hmm.
And this time, don't forget the fudgy ding-a-ling bars. Roll out.
What? Pop, that's the fifth box you've gone through this week.
Oh, go ahead. Deny me my fudgy ding-a-ling bars. The one real pleasure left to me in my twilight years.
Pop, if you want them so bad, why don't you do the shopping once in a while?
Fine by me. Come on, Scout. Let's go get us some supplies.
And don't forget the calculator, Pop.
Huh? I don't need one of them newfangled ad machines. I'm just getting some ding-a-ling bars.
You're also getting a week's worth of groceries. And we're on a budget, remember?
But I can't use one of those confab things.
Come on, Pop. It's time to join the 20th century. I'll show you. So you activate the fractal cursor here, then perambulate your sum times this thing, which is the vector factor, and correlate the decimal point minus the cost of your groceries. Got it? Don't worry, Pop. You'll figure it out.
In my day, we did our counting on our fingers. And for really big numbers, why, we'd use our toes as well.
I hope they come back with something besides 40 boxes of fudgy ding-a-ling bars.
I hope they come back.
Looky there, Tommy. Beautiful gal at 10 o'clock. Now, Scout, just let me do the talking. Top of the morning to ya.
Reptar.
Oh, what an adorable child.
Why, thank you.
He has your eyes, I think.
Yep, also my ears.
Reptar.
Oh, your son speaks such cute baby talk.
My grandson, actually.
Oh, you? A grandfather? I don't believe it.
Amazing, isn't it?
Reptar?
Oh. Well, bye-bye, handsome.
Bye. Say bye-bye, Tommy.
Reptar!
You and me are gonna do all the shopping from now on, Scout. Corrugated bran puffs. Sounds tasty. Yeah. Well, that's everything on their list. And now for the Coupe de Gracie. Now I'll just add it all up on this dag-nabbed attic contraption. Soon as I can figure out how to fire it up. Ah, there. At least it's turned on. All righty. $2.79 times 12 boxes equals $53,418.37. No, that can't be. Let's try again. 25 times 15, carry the 3, and plus...
job. I told Steve we should have stayed at the Octoplex.
$6.15. Can't beat that with a stick. Huh? How'd you get down there, Scout? Well, never mind that. Let's get this stuff paid for so we can get home and eat it. Just look at this place. In my day, they kept these markets clean. We got your soup and your nuts and your apples and your Malawars and your... Hey, what's this? They're round, they're mean, they turn milk green. What'll they think of next? Well, I don't know how they got here, but they sound a lot better than corrugated bread puffs.
Clean up on aisle four. Larry, Steve, I need one of you.
Your turn, dude.
No way.
Hey, man, I cleaned up the sodas.
Well, I just mopped up the baby powder.
Yeah, well, I had to pick up the lobsters.
That was at least an hour ago. It's your turn.
Forget you.
Forget you too, man. Ooh.